Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Glorious Thanksgiving. When you know Jesus, it's every day Thanksgiving. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. Father, we thank you. Oh, our hearts of gratitude towards you. Mm. You lifted us up when we had no idea. We didn't understand. Even those that were introduced to God like I was at a very young age. But I didn't understand it, didn't know it, turned away and just tried my best to go to hell, as you know. And I thank you for my dear praying mother who wouldn't give up. And a father, a dad that was such a righteous example before me. Thank you for them. And I thank you today. And all this week, this the uniqueness of our nation that goes back, as you know, sir, and as we know now, back before it was even a nation. The people that suffered and died to get here from England and Scotland and the places where they were so heavily persecuted. And they couldn't worship God like they wanted to. And they were looking for a place, and they found it right here on these shores. And they created thanksgiving to God, along with the local Native Americans. Glory to God. And a particular incident that took place. And this man, young man, it looked as though, amen, I'll say this to you, it looked as though his life was over. But then he wound up as a thing in a cage, like an animal, going around showing what these savages from the New World look like and who they are, what they look like. Like something in a zoo. He was. But in doing so, he learned the English language. And he made his way back home. And there was a real war brewing between the pilgrims and his own tribe of people. And he stood out in the middle and spoke in his language and said, "Stop, you know me." Then he turned to them in their language and said, "Stop this, you know God." Everybody was, who is this? And stopped it. And the two peoples came together. And the people from England didn't know how to farm in this kind of land. And they were introduced to corn and how to plant it. And it became bountiful. And they began to give thanks because this young man taught his people how to thank God for their bounty and thanksgiving in the United States, which was not the United States, but in that first colony. Between a handful of Christian people. What was left of them that didn't die before they got here.
Yes.
and this young Indian boy. Indians, American Indians, well, of course, that's what they're called now. But they're really not Indians because the great explorer thought he was in India, and he wasn't, and he thought these were Indian people, and he called them Indians. Well, that's okay. We'll accept that. But they thought they were by their tribe. I am Cherokee by heritage. So I don't think I'm an Indian. I think I'm a Cherokee. That's the way they thought, just to get in that. But the giving of thanks was the key to this nation. It was the key to the opening of it. Because, my God, it's free here. Now, right here on our property, we had to re-resurrect our flagpole because of some things that happened a number of years ago. And put the same flagpole, but we put it back up like it belonged just here recently. And lit it appropriately because according to federal regulations, the American flag, Old Glory, is to be flown in daylight hours only. And when I was in the military, it flew at first thing in the morning, right after Reveille. The flag was flown. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was recovered. And they what used to be done with a bugle, then now it's done with loud speakers, and you turn wherever you are on that Army post, Air Force base, wherever you are, you turn towards it and you stand there and you salute. I don't care if it's raining. Well, we got the new flag and the new flagpole, got it all up, and so Sunday after church, Kelly, my daughter, and Emily, my granddaughter, and Gloria and I said, and hey, now girls, I'm going to take you out there and show you that flag. And we drove out to the front of the property here and drove out there and drove right up to it. And I showed it to Emily and I showed her, now this is proper. And the flag can fly at night as long as it's lit according to government regulations. And so we have solar-powered lights on top of the pole that shine down on the flag properly at night. And then I've given express instructions. If there is weather forecasted, go out there and properly recover it. Yes. You recover it and you fold it as it's being recovered. Fold it properly. It takes three people always to do it. And our security people have been trained to do that. And you fold it in that, you meant the flag fold?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That comes down and it's folded in that properly. And then when you go out to fly it, then the lanyards are fastened to the flag. Yes. And thank God we don't have to have those old chains anymore. You know, it doesn't just bang and beat up the flagpole. And then it flies out of your arms. Yes. And so I told the kids, you know, and I said, oh God. And we were just thanking God. And I praise God that Emily goes to our little Lake Country Christian school here. And so we went out and back around the gate and came back around to go towards our Glory My home. And I stopped again and just rolled the window down and we just were looking at it. Gloria, Kelly, Emily, and I just began to sing the Star Spangled Banner. All four of us. And thank God that Emily knew all of the words, because she goes to a small Christian school. And she has to sing it. And she has to give the Pledge of Allegiance to the United flag of the United States of America. Somebody said, yeah, but there ain't no justice. Wait just a minute. There's a lot of nasty people in this country. There's a lot of people in this country that would like to destroy it. But listen, this nation is as just as it possibly can be. There's justice here that other countries in some ways fail at, not here. And we give thanks for that. We give thanks for it. And Lord, we give thanks to you today for it. In the name of Jesus. As though those of you on television and radio, you know our golden text is in Ephesians 4. We're going to go there right after this. But we finished yesterday in Romans 1. I want to go back there. Let's go back. And now in the 21st verse, verse 20, the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Say, clearly seen.
Clearly seen.
They are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Why? They had no thanksgiving. They didn't acknowledge Him, even though they knew God, and even though they understood that He created all of this. I don't want to think about Him. I don't want to do it. Now, and you at home, you need to read all of this. But now, go over to the 28th verse. This class is talking about politicians. This is talking about the heads of corporations. This is talking about the heads of great hospitals and great this and great that. Even as they did not like to retain or acknowledge God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, a mind without judgment, to do the things which are not convenient. Do the things which are callous, stupid. You've lost your thinking. Without acknowledging God, without acknowledging God in the platform of your party, without acknowledging God over this hospital, without acknowledging God over this company, you don't let it. Listen, you work here. You understand? You're gonna do what I say. You get that Bible off your desk. This is a company. This is not a church. Otherwise, you can just leave. Hey, thank you, sir. I'll see you later. Well, now, wait a minute. I need you. No, you don't. You need God. Yes. Well, maybe you ought to pray. No, I'm not praying for you, you reprobate. Unless you are willing to listen and give thanks to the God that as keeping you alive, and you don't even know it.
That's good.
A reprobate. Or a stupid mind, a foolish mind, a darkened mind. Why? Unthankful. Creflo Dollar. What a man of God. And his confession of the morning. I don't remember exactly how it goes, but this is the gist of it. This will be a wonderful day today. This will be a day without pressure. It will be a day of love. It will be a day of rejoicing and goodness, for I know you and you're my God. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So to start the day giving thanks, to start the day acknowledging God in your thinking and in your life.
Yes.
Start the day worshiping Him. Just start it that way, giving thanks unto Him. In the book of Ephesians, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Now you come right over to the 5th chapter and the 4th verse. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, they're not fit, but rather the giving of thanks. Now, let's go over to 1 Thessalonians. And this always thrills me, since my granddaughter lives there now. Only now it's pronounced Thessaloniki instead of Thessalonian. 1 Thessalonians, verse 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Now he said, I'm not going to warn them, you do it. Warn them that are unruly or disorderly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Now, you wake up in the morning and you think, no, the joy of the Lord is my strength today. Thank you, Jesus.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Glory to God. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. How can you do that? How can you pray without ceasing? In the Spirit.
Yes.
That's the reason it is so important for you to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and to begin speaking a language you didn't learn. Easiest thing you ever did in your life. It's as easy as receiving Him as Savior.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's always been amazing to me. I give an invitation for that and people come up and start frowning. That's the last thing you want to be doing. No, hey, it's a gift.
Yes.
Jesus was a gift to the world.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit is His gift to the church.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a gift. He's a gift.
Yes, He is.
In everything, give thanks.
Everything.
In everything, give thanks.
Yes.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, hold it. We don't give thanks because of what happened. We give thanks in it and get out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back years, the first little house that Gloria and Kelly and John and I live. And we came home one time and I'm just so home. I like my house and I want to be there. And Gloria and the kids are already home. They'd already sleep. And I was in the living room in my favorite chair there, and I just want to stay up this long as I can. I guess I might as well go to bed. And I did something very stupid. I turned the light out and then walked across. We had an ottoman It's a footstool.
Yes.
I'm from Texas. It's not an ottoman. Anyway, great big heavy thing. And I kicked it in the dark. So I was not tiptoeing. I'm going to the bedroom. And it popped. I knew I broke it. I knew it hurt. And what came out of my mouth, Jesus, thank you, Lord, I'm healed.
Amen.
Instead of something real nasty that I had to repent over. But if it isn't in there, it's not going to come out.
That's right.
And I stumbled in there, went to sleep by faith. It just hurt. I just finally went to sleep anyway. And I didn't want to open my eyes. I knew what was going to happen. Open my eyes. The devil was right there. You broke your toe. Look at it. Look at it. It's black and blue. Look at it. Look at it. I said, I'm not going to do it. And by this time, I'm getting up out of bed. Now, y'all, I don't know where this came from. It just came out my mouth. I said, I have some very good friends that their toes are black all the time. And they... I just said it. Anyway, I said that, and I'm not going to look at it. Oh, it was hurting me. Close my eyes and put the sock on my... Did you ever try to put your socks on with your eyes shut?
Yes.
Put the sock on that foot, and then I opened my eyes. I would not look at that toe. I'd already thanked God.
Yes.
And so... That then, the first little red Cessna Skyline airplane that the ministry ever bought, I used to work for the man and on that airport that owned that airplane. And so I had $5,000 to buy. Anyway, I went out there. I walked in the front door. And I said, is Mr. Spinks in? And she said, yes, I mean, what's the matter with you? I said, about 3 o'clock this morning, I broke my toe. But you know, when Jesus was on the earth, he said, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe, you receive it. And I thank God I'm healed. By the time I said that, she turned her back and was out of there. We went through the whole deal. I hobbled out to the car and drove around back behind the hangar where that little airplane was tied down. And I turned around sideways to get out. And when I stepped down on that foot, perfectly healed. When I got home, I looked at it. It was black and blue. More blue than it was black. I mean, that swelled up, ugly looking thing. No pain. Healed it. And we're out of time. That's right, isn't it, Tim? Yes, you're doing that way. That means we're out of time. Come on, Jeremy. We love you, brother.
Thank you, Papa. Now, we are learning all this week more about this lifestyle of praise. And we know to give thanks to God and everything, but not for everything. You see, we stay on the God side of life when we focus our praise to Him and see the good that will break through in our lives.
The world around you says you've got to look out for yourself and compete to survive. But God's plan for you is the opposite. He created you to abide in the power of His love. Learn how God's peace and prosperity flow freely in your life when you know and believe the love He has for you. In this series, Kenneth Copeland will show you from the Word of God how love makes a way. No matter what challenges and obstacles arise, it positions you to succeed. Walking in love is tied to receiving the blessing of the Lord. Train your mind to stay in alignment with Him and the understanding that He loves you without limits. When you are born again, you were recreated in His image. You have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus, and that means you can now walk in love with God and people, just like Him. Enter into His rest and let the blessing work in your life. Know and believe God's love for you. When you know and believe the love of God and rest in it, the blessing takes over in your life and spills over to those around you. Request your free copy of Know and Believe the Love, a 15-message series by Kenneth Copeland. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The Bible says that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And if you're watching this broadcast today and you've never made Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life, then today is the day of your salvation. And what the Bible simply means is that this can become the first day of the rest of your life, that no matter what has happened in the past, that can be dead and gone. That can be passed away, and today all things can be made new. So let me lead you in this prayer. If you've never prayed this prayer of salvation, let me be the one that leads you today. Just say it out loud right now. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name, and I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are Lord of my life. I repent and I receive forgiveness. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, I know it's a simple prayer, but if you prayed it, if you said it with your mouth, if you believed it in your heart, you are born again. And this really is the first day of the rest of your life. And I want to be the first one to say, welcome to the family of God. Right now, you have the faith of God on the inside of you, and you can praise Him when you wake up in the morning. You can praise Him and acknowledge Him all the way throughout your day. You can give Him thanks when you lay your head on your pillow at night, and you can do all of it with peace in your heart and joy and excitement about the good things that God has for you, not just in this life, but for all of eternity to come. And the Bible says that the angels of heaven rejoice when you came home. And KCM, that's Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and everybody here at this ministry, we get excited about it too. And we've got some things we want to give you. KCM has some free resources to help you begin to grow and understand more about your new life in Christ Jesus. We call it the Salvation Package. In this book, or in this package, is included a book called He Did It All For You. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures that are here to help you learn how to start reading and studying your Bible. And all of this is free. All you have to do is request it today on kcm.org. And then while you're on the website, take advantage of everything that's there that's available to you. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is there, a magazine filled with encouragement, articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, other guest speakers, and it exists for one reason: to build your faith. So get a hold of this great resource. Let it be a blessing to you and pass it on to somebody else. Thanks so much for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about your new life in Christ. Request your salvation package free at kcm.org/salvation.